say hello to Dan Osborne. Hello, Dan.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. You've taken the town by storm.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What comes over, and I saw you in rehearsals, and everyone has said, you're a nice man. And that's important. That's important. But who's Dan?
Who's Dan?
Who's Dan? Where did you spring from?
Where did I originally...
Yeah, tell me the story.
How I started doing what I'm doing. Well, I was a tattoo artist and a model. Right. And then and I was just getting on with my work as usual, tattooing, busy, having a good time. And then the only way is they approached me. They saw one of my modelling pictures on Facebook. And they saw my picture and just said they'd like to met me and had an interview with me, and they asked, like, they were showing, like, telling me other people they've met, and they told me about James Locke, and obviously he's my friend, and I knew him, so they interviewed us together, and that was in, like, series four, and we didn't hear anything, just nothing for ages. I cracked on, carried on with my work, and then about probably 10 months later, I heard back from them, and then they said they wanted me to start filming. And to be honest, I thought I would just, the series eight, when I went on, we were sort of told we were just going to do like, sort of the half of the series that we did, and that'd be it. But me and Lockie, obviously, I don't know, we must have been all right for us to now still be on it today. So
incredible.
Yeah, so it's good.
Let's go back to being a tattoo artist. Now, in my day, because I'm a lot older than you, tattoos were taboo. And if you went to sea, you got tattoos. Now it is huge fashion, huge. Yeah. How did you get into that? How did you become a tattoo artist?
I always loved drawing, and I love drawing. My dad's got loads of tattoos. I started getting tattoos like well before the legal age, but I had them done abroad where they don't really care. Mm-hmm. So, and I just loved the art of it. I used to be like fascinated watching my dad get his tattoos done, and I was always good at drawing. So, I just searched every tattoo studio I could, and I ended up finding one in Erith that I paid him to teach me. He taught me, and then it's just a matter of practice.
Can you remember your first tattoo that you did? You actually did on
Yeah, my first ever one was on my dad's best mate, Ray.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I first started, honestly, the nerves. I used to sweat doing tattoos. Like,
wow.
It's a lot of pressure because you cannot make a mistake. It's got to be perfect. And then, obviously, the more you do it, the better you get. And it was good, and I ended up working in a few shops. Yeah. And
where do you think it's going, Dan? You've got tattoos all over you, and I never liked them, I'll be honest. I never liked tattoos in any shape or form because I was brought up that way. Now you've got to get used to it. I mean, I'm with Ray Quinn. He's just had another new one done on his inside arm. Yeah. You know, everybody is starting to have them. You are covered in them, and they dare I say, they are tasteful, even though I'm against tattoos. Where's it going? Where's it going to finish up?
I'm not sure. Tattoos, like you say now, they are like fashion. They're like people... Instead of people buying more clothes, they want to get more art on their bodies. Like it's almost like you say, years ago, you'd look at a tattoo and you'd think they've done something, or they're, like you said, gone out to sea or whatever. Now it's just the norm. Like it's more unlikely to find someone without a tattoo than there is to find them with tattoos. So I'm not sure. I don't think they're ever going anywhere. Like tattooists, but the thing is, tattoo studios are opening everywhere, but only the good ones survive. So.
Now, that's interesting. Good ones. What's a good one? What's a bad one? What's the difference? Is it a down to price or...?
No. Obviously, a good tattooist you're going to pay more money for, but the art's on your body for the rest of your life. If you just go and spend whatever, thousands of pounds on a watch, it's worth spending that on something that's going to be on you forever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the good tattooists are more expensive, but you pay for what you get. If you're paying low money... Good chances are you're going to get a crap tattoo.
Now, if somebody's sick of tattoo, now you've got a full arm there, really.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get rid of that, is there any way now in the world that you can actually get rid of that?
There is tattoo removal and stuff like that, but, I mean, they haven't invented something yet that will make it go completely back to skin colour, which I'm sure they will. For them to even be able to remove it, it's genius. So there would be left a little mark, but you could if you really wanted to. If you had, for instance, I had loads of people that had like little tattoos and they were rubbish, and they'd go over it with a laser and lighten it right down, then they'd have something nice covering it up. So there is that option.
Now, it's interesting you say that. So if I had, and do many people do this, if I had a tattoo on my arm and I got fed up with it, could you then rebuild on top of it so that could be part of it, could be altered?
Most tattoos you do are cover-ups and adding to things and making them look nicer than they were.
Because in my day, you didn't have a tattoo. You just didn't have a tattoo. It was a scally, you know. Didn't. But now it is totally different. How many have you got?
I don't know. I've got my whole right arm, most of my left arm. I've got a big one on the side of my ribs. I've got my boy's name on the other side of my ribs, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No private ones.
I've got a little stick man with a lawnmower down there, which I've done on myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will get a photo of that. It will be on Twitter soon, I promise you. Now, you've got a little boy, which I know you're absolutely passionate about, this little boy of yours. Would you want him, as he got older, to have tattoos, or would you be against that?
I wouldn't ever be against it. I would just... for instance, if he was 18 and he wanted a tattoo and it was something that I thought he would regret, I'd advise him to then go for something different. Like my dad with me, because he's got loads of tattoos, he just said, then you would regret that. Because I did suggest some silly tattoos, and it's like, now, looking back, I would have felt like an idiot. So,
do we know anybody, do you know anybody that is old now with all these tattoos? And how have they, what do they look like?
Not my ex, but my ex before that, her mum was 60 and she had never had a tattoo. She was against them. She didn't like them. And then I got with her daughter, and I was with her for 3 years. By the end of that 3 years, she had 8 tattoos.
Wow.
She just loved them. And she just...
And they are painful, aren't they?
They are painful, yeah.
So there's no argument.
Anyone that
over
says
this.
They don't hurt, they're liars.
Yeah.
They hurt.
Right. That's great. I've always wanted to know about that, I'm chuffed about that. Right. How did you feel when you first went on the telly? I mean, you're a very good-looking man. You're idolised by so many women. You've got the warmth already is coming across. You're a nice person. That comes over. What did you feel when you saw yourself on the telly?
When I saw myself or when I was filming it?
When you saw yourself.
When I saw myself. I don't really watch myself. I don't really like to... you find out what gets put onto the show and what gets cut and what don't. But I don't like to watch myself. I find it a little bit, like, cringy-ish.
I know what you mean.
Like, I feel weird about it.
Listen to myself. I've been doing it 50-odd years.
Like, I watched myself back when I was on Splash. And things like that. I watched that back because it's different.
Yeah.
Like, when you're watching, like, a show like Anyways Essex, where it's drama and all that, and then you... Like, I'd rather just not watch myself.
What was the reaction? What were your pals and family saying when it first went out?
I always had a good reaction, which, to be honest, I was quite shocked about. I thought I'd be on it for half a series and then not get asked to go back, kind of thing. Just thought that would be the way. But I had a really good reception straight away. And even things like Twitter followers and stuff just shot right up. And I weren't expecting it. I don't think even Taylor were expecting it. So it was good. Just...
Did you enjoy doing Splash?
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Because you're competitive, aren't you?
I am, but I was. It's the thing that I loved about it is that I genuinely couldn't even dive off the side of a pool. Yeah. Like, I genuinely couldn't. I was like absolutely used, and I know I wasn't amazing on there, but for me to be doing a back somersault of 10 meter board was like it was madness. I never, even in when I first went to the first training session, I said there you will never catch me going off of that board, and 3 days later I was jumping off it.
Are you fearless type of person, or?
I'm not fearless, but I am competitive, and I like to do things that I've never done before, or that I thought I would never do. I like to try it, and most of the time it's...
Where were you sitting when your manager said to you, "How do you fancy doing Panto?"
I think. My agent, he rings me up and then he'll wait till there's like a short little list of things that some good news. And he'll run me up and he's like, "Oh yeah, you've been asked for an audition to do pantomime. You're going to have to sing." And my nerves, straight away, my heart was racing on the phone to him. I didn't even know what I was doing yet. And that was the nervous part. I'd never sung in front of absolutely anyone. And then I went to audition and you can ask Lee, he saw me at that audition, and I couldn't even look at the people I had to sing in front of. I had to turn around and face the wall and sing.
But, no.
Yeah, I genuinely did. You know.
Is that right, Lee?
I honestly did. I couldn't even look at them.
Oh, I love that. So that's why they see your bottom all the time at the Epstein.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sing. I'll turn round. How are you, lads? So, but you got... I mean, what did your family and friends say when you went, "Lads, we're just having a drink tonight. I'm doing Panto." What? I mean, because it is.
Do you know what? I think a lot of my friends, they've never really been to a panel, or it's been, they were so young, they don't really remember it. And that was the same for me. I didn't really know what to expect. And then the day we came in to read through the whole script and the whole cast went through the whole script, I was sitting there wetting myself, like laughing. I didn't realise how you've got the adult humour in there and you've got the kids' fun side all in one show. And straight away I was like, wow, this is wicked. Like, and I was excited to be a part of it. I didn't really know what to expect until we went through that script, and it's brilliant.
It is amazing, because a few years ago, I think about 10 years ago, Panto was losing it, completely losing it. And then people like Lee Kelly and Jane Joseph and First Family, people started to really believe in it, and it came back again. But it really was going, wasn't it? It was really having a bad time. And he took a big chance when he took the Epstein over. It's a big, big thing. To people don't understand the publicity, the rehearsals, teaching the kids, getting the stars, selling tickets, having people think, oh, it's Panto. They don't understand.
Yeah,
you know,
people
there's a
think
lot of work.
You just go there and mess around. Yeah. It's not like that. There is
all disciplined. Yeah. Disciplined and rehearsed because of timings and bands, etc. So what were you like learning your script?
Surprisingly, I was actually quite good at it. I didn't think I'd be able to learn it. Mm-hmm. When we went through it, I was like, there's no way I'm going to learn all this. But what I did was I was up till about 5 o'clock in the morning, three nights in a row, and I'd learn it all in the three nights. I was up, and I recorded myself reading the whole script other than my bits.
Yeah.
I just missed them out, the gaps, and then I was just letting it play and reading my bits out loud to the recording, and that's how I learned it.
Thank you so much. 29 years I've been doing Panto, and I can't learn the scripts at all. I've been doing it the wrong way. Mind you, I'm dyslexic, so I couldn't read the other part. So it would be interesting. So I'm walking through town today. I park my car. I'm just going to my show, and a woman stops me. Ah, you've got to go to the Epstein. Really? I thought, oh, well, I've a bit of gossip here. So I said, go on. What happens? She said, well, he walks out. Yeah. And he stands there. Yeah. I'm waiting to hear about the Panto. And you look at him. Yeah. Hello, there's a Panto here. And then he walks to the left. Yeah. She wouldn't tell me anything about the Panto. The kids are going, shut up, I'm watching Dan. That's what I got in the middle of the street, which I thought was incredible. I just made me laugh that. Now, how old's your little boy?
He's one on Monday.
So he won't be able to understand.
Yeah, he don't understand. He came and watched it. He's watched it twice, and he just, all the music, he stares at the lights, and then the music he claps his hands to and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, he won't understand.
Is it what you expected?
It's not. It's a whole lot more fun. Everyone we're working with, they're all lovely, and it really is better than I thought. To be honest, I was thinking a whole month away and doing shows every single day, but like it's every single one, you enjoy it for different reasons. Like when someone like makes a not a mistake, miss a little something, and we know and we find it and we make it funny in the show and stuff. There's something slightly different about every single show, and it keeps it exciting. And like I said, everyone I'm working with are lovely. It's good.
I'll tell you now, the thing that you'll learn if you do more Pantos, if you've got a good cast and a happy cast and a happy show, which I know Lee always has, you'll judge everything on that, because they're not always that good. Are they, Lee? Mm. Some of them are really horrendous. Because you can have one person spoil a show.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. And when you've got the magic of Panto that works, that comes over to the audience.
Yeah.
The audience know you're all enjoying it. It just works so well.
You can see it. Yeah. Like when you're on a stage with everyone as well, and everyone backstage is just a happy atmosphere the whole time. Everyone gets on. It's really nice.
You're going to be able to get home for Christmas?
I am. I'm going to drive home Christmas Eve night after the show, and then I'll be at home Christmas Day. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now tell me, the Dream Boys. I was one of the first people, as a stat, because I do stand-up, and worked down your part of the world many times in all the old big clubs years ago. But I did stand-up with the Dream Boys and about three other male strip groups over the years. And we took a huge one to the Isle of Man. They'd never had one before. I was ragged. I'm gay. I was ragged by these women. I'm gay. You're not! I had a terrible time. What made you join the Dream Boys?
I was at a charity event, and I got auctioned off basically for a date just for charity, and and I had to take my shirt off on stage. Then I ended up getting chatting to the guy David who owns the Dream Boys and manages it and everything. And he said that he'd like to get me to get involved. But he had a drink, so I didn't really take much notice of it. A couple of weeks later, my agent rang up and said, no, you did mean it. He wants you to do like a special guest kind of thing for some of his shows. And before you know it, it was booked in and we had the dates ready. I'm doing it again next year as well. So
how did you cope with it the first time? Did it not bother you?
I was so nervous, yeah.
So you're nervous over the singing? Nervous over the lines, nervous over swimming.
Yeah.
So it's all you come across as a nice guy.
I was really nervous. And obviously the first show we did was a press show in London in front of obviously all the press. And it was and then obviously I'm stripping off and dancing, which I've never danced. I mean, can't say I've never stripped off, but I've never danced in front of people before either. And I had to do that in front of all the press. When you know they really are judging you, it made it that extra bit nervous. But after maybe four shows, the nerves sort of went, and it was all right. It's good fun.
I tell you what people don't realise at all. You do, because you've done it. And I've done it because I've seen them. Women are quite scary sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
In groups of women, when there's male strippers on. I remember one we worked with, and I can't remember, I've been trying to think of the name of the group. They were a big group like the Dream Boys, but the Dream Boys are still there. They've gone. And we were in a club, and it was so bad, we were locked in the dressing room for their own safety. We had to actually get the police in.
Really?
It was that bad, because they can get a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, there was a part of the show where I'd sort of jump into the crowd, and I didn't feel I was going to get back. Not with me boxer shorts left on anyway.
I must give you them back. The thing is, where do you think your career's going? I mean, you're having fun, you're enjoying it. Where do you think you're going with your career?
Well, I've always wanted to act since modelling, and I went to LA for a couple of months. I know everyone that goes to LA wants to act, but I've always been interested in acting. But like, it's completely different to Panto. Like, I can't stay on the stage without laughing with these lot, because it's just a whole funny atmosphere and being on stage. But I've always wanted to act, like TV and stuff like that. But then I got offered TOWIE, and obviously an opportunity comes, you take it. Mm-hmm. But I still want to do that. That's what I've always wanted to do, and hopefully one day I still can.
Have the press, I mean, I won't talk about your private life because that's not what you're here for. Have the press been kind to you or not?
They have in a, as a whole, they've been really nice. Yeah, obviously there is everyone gets dug out every now and then. Do you know what I mean? And when there's little problems, you like relationship issues and stuff like that. Yeah, they're gonna try and have a dig.
Forget that. TOWIE, were they good to you over TOWIE?
Yeah. In terms of all of my work, everyone, all the press and everyone's always been nice. Like, they always like covered all of like Splash, TOWIE, everything. Always been good.
So they've been nice to you in general.
Yeah, they have.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
How many? I've got to ask. How many do you think? How many photographs are out there of you?
I don't know. A fair few.
If you put you into Google, the computer explodes with images. It's just, you know, it's just making me laugh. In fact, I've still got it on 3 days later. Oh, another one. Cute bottom. Nice lad.
I saw your screensaver.
I asked you not to mention that. I asked you not to mention me screensaver. It's going to be wiped, but there's another one underneath. What do you think of Liverpool as a place?
I love it. I really like it, and obviously I'm staying in
fabulous hotel.
It's a lovely hotel, and it's right by all the shops and everything. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's nice, and obviously like everyone I'm with every day is really nice. So it makes it all.
So you're staying in Hard Day's Night.
I'm staying in Hard Day's Night. Yeah,
amazing place.
It's really nice. Yeah, you could, like, literally couldn't knock it, and it's right next to everything. So
I stayed there one night, and it was late, and I couldn't get a room. So I stayed there one night, and they kindly put me up. They put me over Matthew Street and a busker. So I went in my boxer shorts out of the hotel. Down, I went, how much do you want to somewhere else? I was demented.
Really?
I was demented with the noise. Did you have a Lee?
I had it the other night. I was like, oh.
Same song, and he only does the same song over and over. It gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I've been lucky.
What's the next job after this?
Well, after this, I've asked to have the rest of January pretty much off. I've got a few jobs, but usually I'm quite busy, so I asked to have it off so that I've got a few weeks after being away for a month, a few weeks with my boy, and then because I'm due a baby soon after that. Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to spend as much time as I could with Ted in January.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to chill for that. And in February, back to filming the next series of TOWIE.
Explain how it feels to be a dad.
Like, a lot of people ask me this, but there ain't words to explain it. It's just the best thing. It's the best thing that can ever happen to you. It really is. Like, by far.
And he just looks at you and you melt.
Oh, it's just the best feeling. And when he's sitting there and he's going, Dad, just saying Dad, it's like, it's just nothing. Honestly, you couldn't explain it. It's just crazy.
Walking around the streets of Liverpool, have people been nice to you?
Yeah, everyone's been nice. Yeah, no one's been rude yet.
Yeah. Haven't they? Yeah,
no.
They should come out with me. Slagged to death. Slagged to death.
Really?
Oh, yes, Marmite me. They love or hate me.
Yeah.
don't start me on that. So you're going home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then coming back and there's more shows. How many shows, Lee? When are you open till?
The 4th
of January.
4th of January. Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, last year you were nervous about it because it was the first one in. And you established yourself?
Third one this year.
It's not third.
Third year.
It's not the third. Oh, my word. Where's the time gone? And Wrexham, we had Glyn on the other night. Glyn Evans, lovely man. And that's doing really well. So, congratulations. It's amazing. What I love about it is, doesn't matter how many shows are, people in this city love to go to the theatre. We've got the Epstein, we've got Oz, we've got the Playhouse, we've got the Everyman, we've got the Brinley, which is just outside. We've got so many shows. It's great. And they all, people love to go. People just love to go and see a show.
Yeah. And they all get involved as well. Yeah. They love it, don't they? Yeah. The panto.
So, do you reckon you've gone back with a Scouse wife? No? Well, apparently the cast have fallen in love with you. And that's just the guys. No, I tell you what, no, seriously, what is nice? You come across as you don't come across, but you're a nice man.
You've
got great teeth. Sorry, am I flirting now? No, great teeth.
Are you coming on to me? Get off my leg.
Speak to me nicely and I'll buy that theatre for you. Right, time to finish the interview. The show's on till when? And tell us about the panto. Tell us who you play and what it's all about.
I play Jack in Jack and the Beanstalk, and it's brilliant. Jack's got a little brother called Silly Billy, which is absolutely hilarious. And obviously Jack's in love with the princess Jill, and she's the beautiful Alison Crawford. And there's obviously the evil woman, there's the fairy, and there's loads of good adult humour as well as kids having fun. Everyone loves it.
I got it wrong. I didn't know you were Jack. How tall are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were the beanstalk.
Yeah, I am.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
No.
Yeah.
5 inches too big for an average bed. So you'd have to put a seat on the end. So you are Jack. And
I am,
how many times do you take your shirt off?
Twice.
Twice.
But once is for quite a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that what, to chop down?
There's
a
fight scene and then there's a little lovey scene as well.
With the shirt off?
With the shirt off, yeah. me and Alison really we enjoy that moment.
I love her, you know, because she said, we've worked together. How many times we've worked together? Thousand times. So what's it, come in a sec, come on before you go, what's it like to be with the most desirable man on Merseyside right now?
It's a bit of a roller coaster.
Is it?
Yeah, every day your heart's in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know what to say, what to do you, brothers?
No, never.
Oh, you're the little boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, Silly Billy.
Look at me and come away from the mic and let's get a photo and let's tap it. This is marvellous. I love radio. Is that it? Sorry about that, Joe. Just taking a photo of the cast. So we've worked together loads of times, haven't we?
We have indeed. St. Helens in the Empire.
So when he takes his shirt off, what happens?
I faint.
Yes. he then gives you the kiss of life.
Yep. And everybody goes home happy, so...
what do you do? So what's your character, young man? Because you've got great reviews.
Thank you.
Great reviews.
Thank you. Yeah, I play Silly Billy, his brother.
Have you done that before?
I've done it in April. Easter. Played it in Easter panto for Epstein.
Yeah.
I played Wishy Washy.
Yeah.
So the comedy
side. So how tall are you?
I'm 5'6"
half. So 5'6", and you're
6'5".
So... Evidently, Lee, different mothers. No, different fathers.
Different fathers.
And Suzanne, I can't imagine Suzanne Wicked.
Oh, she's amazing, you know. I couldn't either. Suzanne Wicked. She's so good. She makes me howl. She's a scream.
She's a fabulous lady.
Yeah, she is. Fabulous. I love her.
If I was straight, that's my lady.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I just love it to death. I'm sweating here. Right. Time to say goodnight. Thank you very much for coming in. I'm so pleased you came in. I'm joking apart. Everyone said really nice things about the panto, which is great. Congratulations on that. Everyone said lovely things about you. And I understand now what a nice, nice, nice person you are.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stop pushing the number away. Lee, thank you for bringing them in.
Thank you, Pete.
Take care.